Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Thanks so much for having us here with the Intel Technology Tour. It's really great having you here at Taiwan.
So we're happy to have you.
And
Lunar Lake, the PC.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going to be with the Lunar Lake for the consumers and also for the business users?
A lot. This is a big change for us in architecture. We're super excited about announcing and getting into the market here this year. A couple of big things. It's got a brand new core, so it's super fast. It's got all new graphics, so it's got great graphics and gaming and media display capabilities. It introduces a huge increase in what we call our NPU, or it's our dedicated AI engine. And then finally, and I think the thing that will be most surprising to folks, is it delivers exceptionally lower power to have great laptop battery life. And I think it will actually beat expectations and delight folks who buy one later this year.
Absolutely. I saw the numbers, the watts. It's really fantastic. Compared to the previous generation, it's really a new era is coming, I think. Also for mobile notebooks and also I saw these small form factors PCs. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be also some new stuff coming up for the consumers, also for the business users, I think.
Yep. We sort of designed it for the thin and light laptop, the thinnest and lightest laptops. But we'll see in a range of laptop designs, even a little bit more performance-oriented laptops. We have some discrete graphics designs with Lunar Lake as well. And we even have some small form factor desktops and other interesting and innovative form factors. So we've shared that we have over 80 designs with Lunar Lake coming to market starting later this year.
And I saw Wi-Fi stuff, which is also... I think it's now embedded in the chip, so it's not another module in the platform. So I think that's going to change also. With new Wi-Fi capabilities, what are we expecting with Wi-Fi?
Yeah, we have Wi-Fi 7, so it's the latest Wi-Fi technology, super, super fast. If you haven't made the upgrade to 6E and 7, I strongly encourage. I was just doing my home on 6E recently.
Oh, wow.
This is we're moving fast in Wi-Fi. It has the digital components are integrated, so that allows us to really scale that technology across the vast majority of our designs, since it's integrated right into the chip. And analog remains discrete on the board. But this gives us scale, right, which is a big part of what we try to do at Intel, which is introduce new technology and then get it out to as many places as we possibly can.
And one more for the gaming stuff. We had so many gaming users, so much gaming users in our side. So what they can expect from the new Lunar Lake in terms of like integrated graphics? Can we play games more than ever before?
You sure can. A lot of games run fantastic today on Core Ultra. That's with our first Xe integrated Arc style discrete integrated graphics in Meteor Lake, and here with Lunar Lake, we're already moving that a step forward. So this is what we call Xe 2, which is the next generation, and will show up in our discrete products later, which is exciting for our graphics team. So we're really starting that brand new architecture here for thin and light for mobile. It's got great performance, up to 50% faster than where we are today with Core Ultra, but it's also great for power. So that graphics performance can scale lower, so thin and light laptops, if you want to just have reasonable frame rates, but you just want long playability. So that's another focus of our graphics here in Lunar Lake.
Absolutely. These are the things that we want to hear, because longer battery life, more performance, and low battery usage.
Yep.
That is what we are looking for. But also for the power users, we have the solution. You have the solutions also with Lunar Lake, I think. Like for the powerhouse, what do we have?
Yep, so Lunar Lake performs great. This is the fastest core we've ever had, highest performance core. It starts with Lunar Lake, and it will be a really robust office productivity solution, no question. So those lightly threaded, single threaded tasks, all the classic things that I'm doing all day long on my PC, Lunar Lake's perfectly built for that. For those professional cases and workstations and real workhorse creator systems, often with discrete graphics, we have some cool Arrow Lake products coming later in the year, and we'll talk more about those in the future. That's the great thing about the Intel portfolio is we have a broad array of products to address multiple needs, multiple users, so you don't need to compromise, right? You can select the thing that's great for you.
Okay, last question is about AI, which is Intel is focusing right now that I can see. What will change for the AI business, AI stuff with Intel based the like the AIs on PC. What's going to be for us?
AI is becoming ubiquitous. So we've all seen some of those really exciting use cases. They call it generative AI, where you can have a text prompt that's working with a chatbot or generating images, and now video coming on the cloud side. So obviously, we're in a huge revolution in computing. But this is not something you need to get an advanced degree in to use it. It will be sort of just integrated across all the things you do on a computer today. So we're working with all the major software vendors around the world to make sure that their AI algorithms get adopted into their software. So whether you're doing photo video work or office productivity, or just doing video conferencing home or with a colleague across the world, we want to really harness the power of AI to make what you do better. So it's not some barrier to learn, but just you can enjoy that power performance benefit in your new laptop.
Great, thank you very much, Dan. Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.